Good afternoon, Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Christian Wewell recording this podcast on the 23rd of April 2006 at 3 p.m. Now, I've just got a couple of things to note before we bring the main recording in. I omitted to mention what key 6 does, dot 6, when you're in the reading keypad mode. This key is a select input key. This means you can select from 3 scanning choices, one of which you have scanner page, fast scanner simple page, or scan newspaper print. And there are also a number of input choices from external sources. You can input text from a serial port, you can receive a TIF image from a serial port, or you can use the Reading Edge as a speech synthesizer. In the settings options, in the setup menu, I forgot to mention that pressing key 3 until it says dot 3, until it says save settings, is how you would save a file. If you want to save your settings, when you do that, you have 4 keys which you can save them in. The top 4 keys of the 8-pack, which I mentioned when I start describing the machine, you'll get what I mean then. Pressing key 1 in that set will save it as the power on default. Any other position will save it as a set of settings, which you can get to if you use the Reading Edge in different environments, or if different people use a Reading Edge that may have different settings needs to you. So you have 4 ways of 4 different settings, saves and recalls. Anyway, hope that this is informative and the podcast now follows. If you have any contact info, if you want to contact me about this podcast, just please note that my email address is at the end, and I hope that this is of use, and I hope you enjoy my podcast. Good morning, Blind Cool Tech. Well, actually, good afternoon. This is Christian Wewell doing a review or a talk about old technology. Today we're going to focus on a reading machine from the early 90s. It's known as the Kurzweil Reading Edge, and I'm going to be showing you how this works. Just going to go into the other room and get it. Okay. Has it got a load of crap piled on top of it? Which it has. I thought that would happen. Put him over there. Don't fall down. There we go. Got it. Okay, we've got the machine. Actually, there's a bit missing. I have to go get the other part now. We've got a piece missing. Yes. This lovely, delightful box. There is a bit missing. No. Where's it gone? And the data card missing from it. But basically, we're going to be talking about the Reading Edge and its usefulness to blind people. It's essentially a book reading machine, and if I can find my data card, there we go, got it. I had this thing at college a few weeks ago and I didn't put the data card back with it, so I now have hold of what I need and we should be good to go. Okay. The Reading Edge is essentially a scanner with a voice synthesizer built in. It uses DeckTalk text-to-speech version 4.0. So it's quite an old version of the DeckTalk engine, but it's workable. So what we're going to do, so we're going to talk about this machine, a physical description, and then I'm going to power it up with the default settings so you can hear what it sounds like.
Okay, we're back.
Sorry about that. I just had to pause this thing while I put this together. The Reading Edge is essentially, as I said in the last few seconds, a flatbed scanner, but it's turned so that it's kind of sideways, if you like. The front edge of it is sloped so that books will fit on the front. We have a book here. Whoa, it's called the... Now, where's it gone? Where's the print description of this book? A Brief History of Time. It's a Stephen Hawking. It's a Stephen Hawking thing. Yeah, it looks like it's not an actual Stephen Hawking book, but it's something that looks like it's been written for him or something on those lines. So I've got that we can use to test the machine. We can show you what the machine does. Now, let's just talk about the controls. On the front edge of the system, there's nothing really much. There is, it's like in a three, well, it's a weird shape. I can't really describe the shape of this very well. The top of it houses a scanner lid. It has a glass top where the pages fit on. The measurement of that is about 8.5 by 11, which is, for British standard, that's A4 paper. I don't know what you guys in America call this, but we call it A4. The machine appears to have what looks like a wooden casing. This model I have was probably made 1992-93. I have the version 3 Reading Edge software on the card that's in the side. So I'm running effectively the latest. I don't know if it's the latest version, but it's one of the last versions of the software that were made for this. I think version 3.2 is the latest. The front face of the machine houses what looks like a tab, a sign, a logo, whatever you want to call it, and it just says the Reading Edge, a Kurzweil reading machine, on in print, and it says the same in what appears to be jumbo braille, which is kind of really hard to read. The right hand side of that is just given over to a logo just to show what it is. Across a bit lower on the front is like a ribbed section. I'm not sure what that does. I think that's just to indicate the middle of the unit or something. Under that right hand end of this part there's a lip, and there are two jack plugs under the lip. One is for headphones and one is for a tape recorder feed. The headphone feed has two raised bars on the front surface, and the computer feed, the tape recorder feed, has just one. So that's how you know. The headphone feed carries both the voice and the bleeps. The tape recorder feed carries the voice only. The side of the machine, the right hand side, houses two switches, which I've been told are bright yellow. Well, these are the volume control and the speaking speed. Behind those is what looks a bit like a PCMCIA card. It's probably not, it isn't actually PCMCIA because it doesn't fit in a PCMCIA slot. Have tried and it doesn't fit. So it's kind of based on that idea, but it's not an actual PCMCIA card. Behind that is just nothing. You've got like a foot, like a leg, which... Ow! Oh dear! I don't think that should have... Whoops! Oh, whoops! Hang on a minute, we've got a slight accident here. The lid just came off. I think... Oh my god! It has totally just come off. Wait a moment. I'm going to struggle here to get this lid back on. Whoops! Never mind. This is what I like about these podcasts. They're totally unpredictable, and I like podcasts that are like that. So, I'm trying to fit the lid back on because I broke it off. And I'm not having much luck getting him back on, actually. Whoops. I don't think that was meant to happen either. The feet just gave way on the back. Oh, this reading edge is a complete wreck. Poor old thing. It's seen better days, bless it. Wait a second. I've got to try and get this back. There we go. Ah, gotcha. It's easier if you put the lid down, then you can do it. Okay, we've got the lid back on. Round the back of the machine is what looks like a printer port. That is actually a serial port for plugging in a disk drive or things like that. You can also, it also encounters the serial, there's also the serial number on the back. That's about it. There's a fan vent on the left hand side at the back. Working round to the left, there's another interface port, a smaller one, I don't know what that does. And then there's a fuse switch and the jack for the mains, which is a three-prong IEC lead, or as the British care to call it, a kettle lead, the type that you'd fit into the back of your PC. Further forward on the left is the rocker switch, and then we just come round to the front. Under the front of the machine is the keypad. It has 18 keys on it. It's laid out like a Perkins Brailler, is the very bottom section. There's three keys across the bottom, which would be new line, space, and backspace. Then you have dots 1, 2, and 3, 4, 5, and 6. You have a keypad select mode. You have then 2, 4, 6, 8 other keys. It's an 18 buttons, 18 button keypad. When we turn the unit on in a few seconds, it will show you. I'm going to let it go through its little demo. It sort of talks about what it can do, that kind of thing. Oh, wait a second, that will be the phone. Yes, it is the phone. I'm going to pause the recording and answer the phone, and I'll be back in a second. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. That was just Margaret from college wanting to know if I was ready for the exam that I've got tomorrow. Now, I don't exactly know where I was. Oh, yes, we were talking about the keypad. That's right. As when we turn the machine on, we'll get a message from the reading edge saying sort of how to use the thing. To scan a page, paste a page data face down on the scanner glass and press the scan key. Now the keys across the bottom of the keypad is on the leftmost key at the bottom is scan, and the middle key is read, shift, as well as the read key, it doubles up as a shift key as well, and the right hand side key is help and status. Now I'm going to turn the machine on and you will hear it do its startup thing. It does have a noisy fan, so bear with me. We're going to turn it on with the switch on the left. Then it kicks in.
Welcome to the Reading Edge, version 3.0. DeckTalk version 4.0. This startup message describes the three keys on the bottom row of the keypad. These are the primary keys for using the reading edge. The bottom left key starts or stops scanning. The bottom middle key starts or stops speaking. The bottom right key is the help key. For information on any key, first press the help key. Then, press and hold down the key you want described. To start scanning, place a page face down on the scanner glass and press the bottom left key. To repeat the startup message, press the help key, the bottom right key on the keypad.
Okay, it's described what the keys do. I'm now going to take the book and I'm going to place the first page of the book on the scanner and close the lid. When we press the scan key, the machine will go through what appears to be a sort of a kind of a self-test, if you like. So I'm going to do that now. It makes a funny chugging noise, like a chicken, I always say. It's now scanning. Now, what you can do at this point is you can use the help and status key to find out exactly where the status of the machine currently is. So if I know that this page is going to be taking a while, I can press that key and it will give us feedback.
Recognition in progress. 0 words seen. 0 words completed. Reading untitled one.
It says reading untitled one at page one. I'll let it, if I press it again, it'll just tell you all the things that's going. Here we go.
Recognition in progress. 24 words seen. 0 words completed. Reading untitled one at page one. Scanning page one. Reading speed is 200 words per minute. Scan text. No communication output. Variable column page scanning. Automatic text orientation. Remove halftones when scanning. Brightness level is set to 8. There is room for 119,232 characters in text memory. After pressing this key, press any key you want identified. Hold the second key down to hear a complete description of that key. Hold the help key down to hear the system status and the settings for the reading keypad.
So as you can hear, there's quite a lot of information going there. I just want to say sorry about the noise of the fan. It's kind of noisy and it does my head in a bit because it's just so bloody silly.
Ready for next page.
Now, because I did that with the status, it will not read the page that's currently in. And that prompt in the voice of Betty was the prompt for me to change the page. Now what I can do, I'm going to do this. I'm going to change the page on the book. We're using a print book. There we go. Put that lid down. We start it reading.
Ben Hawking. Hawking making the science clear.
And then we can press the start,
book, Mary,
stop scanning key.
Wonder to a genius's intellect. We journey into Hawking's universe while marveling at his mid-Roy Porter in the Sunday Times. Lively and provocative Hawking clearly possesses a natural teacher's gift - easy, good-natured humor and an ability to illustrate highly complex propositions with analogies plucked from daily life. New Y-O question mark K time.
Should have been
so
New York, but it kind of
Hawking and his work that having
kind of
these
didn't
important
get it.
Concepts explained by the man himself is like a shaft of light piercing through a fog of half-truths and misrepresentation. John Griffin.
Should we risk mispresentations?
The Big Bang and the hole in the sky. His mind seems to soar ever more brilliantly across the vastness of space and time to unlock the secrets of the universe. Time magazine, 19th century, had its own Stephen Hawking. His name was Charles Darwin. Just like a brief history of time, the origin of species threatened our view of the universe and our place within.
So as you can hear,
it is the publishing sensation of the
does quite a good job at reading. Okay, it's read that page, and it will carry on reading the next page when it's done that. Now, I'm going to change some settings in a minute. Because I'm going to talk you through the keypad layers and how the Reading Edge really can be made to sound very much more lively than it currently does. There are 6 keypad levels. I mean, there are actually 7, but the 7th one is a diagnostics keypad that you don't really know about unless you've been instructed to use
it. Ready for next page.
Here we go.
Professor Stephen Hawking, a Cambridge-based physicist whose brilliance has brought about a greater understanding of the nature of our universe. In an age when science has a reputation for being computerized and mechanistic, Hawking reproduces the idea of the universe as mysterious. Intrepidly, he leads us to the frontier of science with religion. If we find the answer to that question, it would be the ultimate triumph of human reason - for then we would know the mind of God. Daily Mail, Hawking comes away with the feeling of having found the key to some of life's deeper mysteries. In writing his bestseller, Hawking demonstrated a gift for translating even the most complex concepts into ordinary language that could be understood by Al Harper.
So as you can hear,
is a ferociously
the quality of the speech is pretty good, and the recognition quality is pretty good too. I mean, it does make the mistakes. All OCR packages do. With it being an old machine, it is pretty slow at recognizing, but for the times that I actually use this, it does what I need. I mean, I have Kurzweil 1000 on my PC. When it works. More, the less said about that whole thing, the better, because it's dying. So I'm going to now show you the keypad buttons, what the buttons do. We have the
Select keypad
button. This is a long button up the left-hand side. It is shaped like the plus key and the enter key on the numeric keypad of your PC. Working along the top, there's a what looks like the six-pack buttons, the page up, page down, home, end, insert, delete buttons, but there's actually eight of them. They are, working across the top, they are
last word or row.
Last word or row.
Last line or column.
Last line or column.
Last sentence or paragraph.
Last sentence or paragraph.
Last page or document.
Last page or document. The bottom ones are next word or row, sentence, paragraph.
Next sentence or paragraph.
Hang on. No.
Next line or column.
No. Next word or row, next line or column, next sentence, paragraph, next page or document. Essentially, they're fixed function. Then you have the Braille keys, which are from left to right. Dot 3 is
spell.
Dot 2 is
punctuation on, off.
Columns. That changes the whether you have automatic column detection or it'll just take it as a single column. Dots 4 is
mark text. Erase text
is dot 5.
Select input
is dot 6. I'll talk about these more in a minute. We have then got on the bottom the new line key on a Brailler, or what would be the new line key on a Brailler, is
start and stop scanning.
Then you have
stop and continue reading or shift.
And this doubles up, this reverses the options of the other keys. It's, if you're in a menu option, it will reverse it. And then you have
help and status.
The help and status key. So, what we can do, the Reading Edge has a pretty useful help and status function. By pressing a key and just tapping it, which is what I was doing to get those key names, you can just get the name. If you press and hold a key, I'm going to press the scanning key.
Start and stop scanning.
And hold it.
Press this key to start scanning. If scanning and recognition is in progress, you can cancel the current scan by using this key with the shift key. If the scanner is idle, using this key with the shift key appends the page scan to the previous page, enabling you to scan pages too large for the scanner glass.
So you can stitch pages together. If you get a page that's too large, like a newspaper print, you can scan the first half, fold it, then scan the second. So I'm now going to talk to you about keypad layers. The machine has six keypad layers. They are
Reading keypad.
Setup keypad.
Braille editing keypad.
This is where the Braille keys come in.
Editing keypad.
This is a bit like text editing on a phone. It's kind of strange.
Communications keypad.
This sets up the serial port for the various protocols, baud rate, handshaking, data bits, stop bits, all the lovely serial stuff.
Disk management keypad.
So we're going to enter the setup keypad by just toggling round to it. Because what happens if you go
reading keypad?
If you start at the reading keypad and you hold the shift key down and you tap the keypad key, it will cycle.
Setup keypad, Braille editing keypad, communication keypad, disk management keypad, reading keypad, setup keypad, Braille.
As you can hear, it's going round.
Keypad, communication keypad, disk management keypad.
But when you go the other way, without the shift key, it goes
communication keypad, editing keypad, Braille editing keypad, setup keypad, reading keypad, reading keypad, reading keypad.
It won't go any further. It sticks at reading keypad. You can actually do this a quicker way as well by holding down shift, holding down the select keypad key and letting it cycle, and it goes
setup keypad, Braille editing, editing, communication, disk management.
And you just release it when you get to the keypad name you want to stop it. We want to be at setup, so we can reverse the operation by going, it will go
reading keypad, setup, Braille editing.
No.
Setup keypad.
I did that wrong, sorry.
Reading keypad.
So let's go.
Disk management.
I'm back
keypad.
At disk management. So if I just hold down the key on the select keypad key.
Communication keypad, editing, Braille editing, setup.
And release it when it says setup. Now in the setup keypad, we've got various controls. We can change the voice. There are 9 voices. We have a reading voice, a system voice and an emphasis voice. Now, the emphasis voice is used if you set one up. It's used to identify italics, bold, underlined text, anything that has different attributes than the normal text. By default, it's set to the same voice as your reading voice, effectively cancelling it out. I usually have it set to Harry, but I've defaulted the machine so you can hear what it sounds like with its default settings. But I'm now going to start changing a few settings now. Using the top 8 keys, we can control
reading voice.
Reading voice.
Message voice.
Message voice is the second top key.
Emphasis voice.
Emphasis voice is the third.
Key not in use.
The fourth one is not used. So the six out of eight.
Key not in use.
Are used. The last two are not. So I'm going to go through what we can do. Let's do the help status on the reading voice key and let you hear what that does.
Reading voice. Press this key to choose the voice for reading text. You can change the reading voice at any time and then save that voice as the default.
Okay. It doesn't tell you what voices there are, but we know we've got perfect. These are the voices we have.
The reading voice is Paul.
The reading voice is Harry.
The reading voice is Frank.
The reading voice is Dennis.
The reading voice is Betty.
The reading voice is Rita.
The reading voice is Ursula.
The reading voice is Wendy.
The reading voice is Kit.
The reading voice is
Paul. And back to Paul. Now, the system voice does the same, apart from it will tell you if you change. I generally don't change the voice, but actually, I'd leave that as Betty, because it's quite a good system voice. She's not very good for reading.
She's too plain and she talks like this the whole time, and she's not very expressive even on the most expressive setting.
So I generally leave it on Paul, and I set my emphasis voice to Harry and leave the system voice as Betty. Now, we can change how the voices sound.
The message voice is Betty.
As you can hear, not very expressive.
Message voice. Press.
The message voice is Betty.
Yep, definitely not very expressive. So I'm going to now go and change a few parameters. I'm going to change the emphasis. You can only change the emphasis.
Key not in use.
I omitted to say the bottom two keys. What you have, it's like a 3x2. The 1, 2 and 3 keys on the top of the 6 pack, the 8 pack, sorry. The top 3 change parameters, the bottom 2 do, the third one and fourth one do not. So you, when you change the emphasis for the reading voice, it also changes the emphasis for the emphasis voice, the intonation, sorry. Now, I'm going to use the third key along on the top to change my voice to Harry for the emphasis.
The emphasis voice is Paul.
The emphasis voice is Harry.
So now we have Harry as my emphasis voice, like this.
And he talks
like that the whole time.
So I'm going to make the reading voice. I'm going to now use the emphasis, the intonation key for the reading voice to show you what we have. So I'm going to take it down.
Reading inflection is 0% of normal.
So we've got it at its lowest, which is reading inflection is nothing. And we can change it to make it more lively.
Reading inflection is 25% of normal.
That's a little more like it, but it's still not very good.
Reading inflection is 50% of
normal. A little
normal.
Bit better.
Reading inflection is 75% of normal. Reading inflection is 100% of normal.
But it goes higher than that. We can take it to
reading inflection is 125% of normal.
Nope.
Reading inflection is 150% of normal.
Two more.
Reading inflection is 175% of normal.
And one.
Reading inflection is 200% of normal.
Now the system voice.
The message voice is Betty. Message inflection is 0% of normal.
So we've got the same for this.
Message inflection is 25% of normal. Message inflection is 50% of normal. Message inflection is 75% of normal. Message inflection is 100% of normal. Message inflection is
75%.
Inflection is 150. Message inflection is 175% of normal. Message inflection is 200% of normal.
So now we've set those options. Now the Braille keys have different functions in this mode. They are
save and restore settings.
Save and restore settings, which is dot 3.
startup message on, off.
Startup message on, off. That, I can shorten that, which I generally do.
Say startup message when reading edge turned on.
The first press of a key tells you its default value.
Do not say startup message when reading edge turned on.
The second setting, the second time you press the key, alters the setting. So you can find out at a glance what your settings are without changing them the first time you press a key. So if you was to go like
the reading voice is Paul,
and then you press the other key, the message key,
do not say startup message when reading edge turned on,
because I changed it to do not, it's telling me what the current setting is, so I know that I I can go through them, go
the reading voice is Paul,
the message voice is Betty,
the emphasis voice is Harry,
use current reader settings, do not say startup message when reading
edge. So it tells you the first press of each key will reset that. It knows now, it's waiting. If I press that key again, the startup message key,
say startup message,
it would toggle it.
Do not say startup.
I'll turn that off again.
Reading edge turned on.
Now going to change. That's what does key one, what does dot one do?
Key click on off.
Key click on off by default.
Key click off.
It's off. Key four.
Page orientation.
That one.
Page orientation. Use this key to select the text orientation on the page. Automatic lets the reading edge decide, or the user can select portrait or landscape orientation.
So you can have the options of
automatic text orientation, portrait text orientation, landscape text
automatic,
orientation, automatic text
or
orientation,
portrait or landscape, depending what you want. Key 5.5,
remove halftones on,
remove
off.
Halftones on, off. This is like if you've got line art drawings and things, it takes those out of the equation and makes it go faster. The default is
remove
halftones
when scanning,
or you can have
do not
remove halftones when scanning.
Remove halftones,
I'll turn that back
scanning
to there. Dot 6.
Brightness level.
Brightness level. There are 16 options. The default is
brightness
8.
Brightness level is set to 8.
And that's about it in there. Now, the Braille editing keypad I won't really talk about because I don't use it.
Braille editing keypad.
The editing keypad I don't use either.
Editing keypad.
The communications keypad.
Communication keypad.
Is essentially like the settings keypad. In here we have the top keys control.
Baud rate.
Baud rate.
Parity.
Parity.
Stop bits.
Stop bits.
Handshake.
Handshake. The bottom four control.
Line and markup.
Line and markup.
Paragraph
end markup.
Column and markup.
Column and markup.
Page and markup.
And page and markup. Then we have dot 3 is
save
restore
settings.
Serial output. I don't generally use that.
Computer compatibility.
Computer compatibility. Now that can be set up as
IBM compatible DOS character encoding.
IBM compatible DOS character encoding.
MS Windows and ISO character encoding.
MS Windows and ISO character encoding.
Mac compatible
Mac
character encoding.
Mac compatible character encoding.
7-bit ISO encoding.
7-bit ISO encoding.
IBM MS Windows
and IBM character DOS encoding. I've gone to Windows encoding because I use this with a Windows machine sometimes, not very often, but I generally do. Key 4.
Key not and used.
5.
Key not
and
used.
6.
Key not
and used. The main ones that I concentrate on is the baud rate.
Speed is set at 9600 baud. Speed is set at 19200 baud. Speed is set at 300 baud.
So it goes from 300 baud.
Speed is set at
1200.
Baud. Speed is set at
24.
Speed is set at 48. Speed is set at
96.
Speed is set at 19200,
which is the highest. I generally leave it there.
No parity.
No parity.
One stop bit. X on X off
handshaking. X on X off handshaking.
Ends of line reported as carriage return line feed.
Ends of line reported as carriage return line feed.
Ends of paragraph not reported.
Ends of paragraph not reported.
Ends of column not reported.
Ends of column not reported.
Ends of page reported as form feed.
Ends of page reported as form feeds. So you've got quite a bit of control. Now key 4 is dot 4 is actually a hidden key. Although it says
key not in use.
If you hold it down, it will actually give the credits of the people that make this machine.
Key not in use. Key not in
use. No, it wasn't. It's key 5
that does. Key not in use. Dave Van Eiderstein, Senior Software Engineer. Phil Minestian, Chief Product Architect and Program Manager. Dan Cox, Software Engineer. George Jordanite, Hardware Engineer. Win Carroll, Draftsman. Jim Poster, Technician Extraordinaire. Laura Tenney, Product Marketing. Tom Ferguson, Quality Assurance. Jim Helfrich, Quality Assurance.
Jim Helfrich.
EMD Incorporated, Mechanical Design. Mike Sokol, Director of Sales. Rick Royals, Director of Adaptive Technology. Mike Timman, President.
So as you can hear, there's a lot of people that's been involved in making this thing. A few of these people, such as Mike Sokol, Jim Helfrich, are probably well known now. I think they work with Kurzweil Educational Systems. If somebody thinks I've got this information wrong, then please quote me. But I believe, from what I understand, we have kind of covered that. Okay, moving on to the disk management keypad.
Disk management keypad.
Now, this allows me to work with a floppy drive, which I also have. It's a Blazy Engineering drive made for the Braille and Speak. It's one of the early models, the big fat one. For those of you who've used them, there were two models of the Blazy Engineering drive, and I have the old version. Now, in this keypad, the top keys...
Last word or row.
They go back to reading functions, so we don't need to worry about those. The dot three, the Braille keys go from dot three...
Spell.
That doesn't do anything different.
Format the disk.
Format a disk is dot two.
Go to document.
Go to document is key one, is dot one.
Save document.
Save document to disk.
Load a document from disk.
Delete a document from disk. Help and status in this mode will actually tell you, it'll give you a disk directory and tell you what's on the disk by holding it down. Because there's no drive, if I try and load a document,
save current.
Disk turned off or not plugged into reading edge.
It will complain. And when you use this machine with a disk drive, you have to
Braille setup reading keypad.
Actually turn the drive on after you've turned on the reading edge. If you turn the drive on before, then follow it up by turning on the reading edge, it won't recognize it. The order of switch on is very important. Reading edge, then drive. Why that is, I've got no idea. Kurzweil decided that was how it was going to be. Well, actually, Xerox, whoever it is. Xerox Imaging Systems, but Kurzweil kind of started all the craze. Back in 1976, with his first ever reading machine, which by all accounts from what I've read is rather huge. I don't even know if there are any still in existence of those, but they were pretty big from what I understand. Now, there's not really much else I can say about the reading edge. Other than it's an absolute great piece of kit to use. Yeah, I bought it secondhand in 2003 from a place called Technovision. www.technovision.co.uk. For those of you in the UK that are interested, go to the second hand corner and see what they have. For you guys in the US, have a browse anyway just to see what you can find, or anybody else in any other part of the world that isn't familiar with this stuff, go and have a look, because this site is kind of, it's kind of alright actually. They have a lot of good stuff. The guy that runs it, George Bell, often goes to, I believe, I don't know. I've heard that he goes to the Site Village exhibitions in the UK quite a bit. Whoops, hang on a minute.
Reading keypad, erase all text.
I'm going to...
Please confirm with the top right key. Press any other key except the stop and continue key to cancel this command.
I'm going to go ahead with that option by pressing the...
Erasing text, please do not power off.
It's now saying erasing text, please do not power off. And we have to wait a tiny bit.
Operation done.
Okay, we're done. So, take the book out and put that up there. Oh, peace at last. We've got rid of the fan. Well, if you want to contact me, you may do so via email at my usual address, kwaywell, which is kwaywell@kwaywell.com. plus plus.com. K kwhawell@kwhawell.plus.com. plus.com. So that's just about wrapped it up for me with the Reading Edge. Now, what I will say about the Braille translation side of it before I go, when you're entering text into the Braille input side of this machine, it is not very, very good. It's not good at all. I'm just going in the other room just to look at something, because I'm not sure if this is working. I think I've knocked it onto pause and I don't know how. I've got a feeling I've been recording all that time and it's been on pause. Whoops. I can't actually see whether it is or not, because it's not letting me. It's worked, it's okay. I couldn't see whether I was on pause or whether I was in real time mode, but that's okay. So that just about sums it up for me and the Reading Edge. If you've got any questions, please drop me a line and I will be glad to help in any way that I can. I just want to say thanks to Caroline for kind of giving me the website in the first place all those years ago, and pointing me to what is probably the most amazing piece of equipment. The Reading Edge is truly awesome. What I want to just say before I go is how the keypad fits into the bottom, just a last note. When you're not using it, it can be pushed in. And I can't open the door. Got it. It's a heavy beastie. There is something to be said for old technology, and that is that this is truly awesome. The Reading Edge is truly, truly an awesome piece of equipment. That's about it. That just about wraps me up for today, and hopefully we should have the end of my recording. This is Christian Wewell signing out.